Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. You're probably tired of hearing about our recent earthquake, but I wanted to go over some questions I got. One person mentioned that the earthquake killed their power so that it was pitch black in their house, and that made it hard to even find their flashlight. Here's my solution. I've placed rechargeable LED nightlights all around my house. They simply plug into any standard outlet. These things are great because they're constantly being charged while they're plugged in, while also serving as a basic standard nightlight when your power is on, and then when the power goes off, they continue to provide light. And because I've placed these all around my house, the path to exit our house is well lit. And if that wasn't enough, you can grab these things as you go out because they also have a flashlight mode. So now, you know, you've got flashlights that you know you can locate in the dark, and you know they're going to be there because they're plugged in. Because let's face it, any regular flashlight that you keep for emergencies always runs the risk of being used for something else and then not replaced in its emergency location. Just Google LED rechargeable nightlight to find lots of options for buying these great safety devices. The second question I got involves natural gas. I had some folks ask me if they were supposed to turn off their gas after the earthquake in case that their gas line broke, and if so, they wanted to know how to do it. So for this, there are two things you need to do before an earthquake. First of all, you have to locate your gas meter just by walking around your house. And then secondly, make sure you have a wrench on hand that you can use to turn the valve off. But just to be clear, you don't automatically turn off the gas after an earthquake. In fact, don't shut the gas off unless you smell gas, you hear gas escaping, see a broken gas line, or for some other reason, suspect that you have a gas leak. If you shut off the gas, there may be a considerable delay before PG&E can turn your service back on. Oh, and while you're looking and smelling for gas leaks, it's really important to not use anything that could be an ignition source, including cell phones, flashlights, light switches, or matches. One final note regarding gas. If you live in the tsunami zone, don't spend a moment thinking about whether you should or shouldn't turn your gas off, because you need all the time you have to get to high ground before the tsunami arrives. Speaking of tsunamis, I also got asked whether or not a person who lives in the tsunami zone should have evacuated for this earthquake. Now, hindsight tells us that this earthquake did not cause a tsunami, but in the moment, I personally did evacuate with my family to high ground. And there was no downside to doing this, since it ended up being a great drill for my family. And, you know, it's just really hard to know during an earthquake if it's the right kind of earthquake and large enough to cause a tsunami. So my motto is, when in doubt, drill it out. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.